talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by the Zac Brown Band, Chicken Fried, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. You know, I'm not 100% sure if Chicken Fried was written by Wyatt Durrett, but Wyatt Durrett has been on the cover of Charleston Home and Design Magazine in the past. He is a songwriter and has written a lot of songs for the Zac Brown Band. And he had a house, I'm not sure if he still does, on Isle of Palms, but we've featured him in his house several years ago on the cover of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happened a couple, 3 weeks ago at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Big success, along with the East Cooper luxury home tour that happened as well. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Bill Bowen with Harbor Line Exteriors, also Andy Yajizik with Coastal Shield Windows, David Tidwell with Bear Home Services, and also interior designer Paige Dick with Paige Designs. Well, we've had so much talk about the Charleston Home and Design Show, which, as I mentioned, we organize and happened a few weeks ago. We haven't really been able to talk too much about our winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And, of course, everyone knows who Hootie and the Blowfish is. They're South Carolina born and bred band. Some of their members live in the Charleston area, including Mark Bryan, the lead guitarist and singer-songwriter with Hootie and the Blowfish. And he was kind enough to allow Charleston Home and Design Magazine into his home, and we've got a beautiful feature on his home in the latest issue, our winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So pick that up before it's too late. We're hard at work on our spring issue, which will be coming out in about a month and a half. But one of the things that makes the winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine special is our annual kitchen showcase. And we've got so many different local kitchen projects, over 70, in fact. And the nice thing about Charleston Home and Design Magazine is we put a priority on connecting our readers, who you are, with the local companies that we feature in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So if you have a kitchen remodel or any kind of remodel or new construction project that you're working on, you definitely want to pick up the winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And just page after page of beautiful projects. And we tell you exactly who who the contractors are that were responsible for those beautiful projects. So you can call them and say, hey, we saw you in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, want to talk to you about a project that we're doing, and they will be happy to follow up. The other big feature that we have in our latest issue, the issue you can pick up right now, is our annual swimming pool feature. And we've got, I think, about 10 different swimming pool companies, and we show you projects that they were responsible for in this issue. And, you know, we used to do the swimming pool feature in the summertime, and we moved it to winter because the demand for swimming pools has really gone up quite a bit. And, you know, if you want to get swimming by summertime, you should be looking at our latest issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So you can check out some of those companies that we have featured in our annual swimming pool feature in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Bill Bowen with Harborline Exteriors. How are you doing, Bill?
Fantabulous. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Bill, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Harborline Exteriors.
Awesome. So Harborline Exteriors is a company that specializes in exterior renovations for residential homes. And basically what we do is we offer our customers the opportunity to buy leading edge, high-end architectural remodeling products, of course, installed by our expert craftsmen, at factory direct pricing. So we are the manufacturer. And basically what that means is this: customers are able to buy the very best of quality, while at the same time, when we cut out all the wholesalers and distributors that add to the price, they're able to get incredible quality at just great prices. And that's why over 14,000 people have chosen us.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And everybody is checking their pennies these days, make sure that they're not spending too much. So I'm sure that's very welcome news to some of the customers of Harborline Exteriors.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing what people have said to us is this. You know, our managers, our field managers out in the field, and even here in a corporate office, I try to spend as much time out in the field with our customers as I can. And what they've all told us is that it's just wonderful to be able to get investment grade improvements for builder's grade pricing. Mm-hmm. And so it's a different world, and people love seeing the difference in the quality, the service, and the value.
I can imagine. So when it comes to exterior repairs, we're talking about windows?
Yes, sir. We're talking about windows. Remember, we're a custom manufacturer. So, you know, whatever type of window someone has on their home, we can build that exactly, or we can customize it, change the style, go from double hung windows to casements. We have the ability to build 75 different styles of windows, and we have multiple colors. And so all of our products are Energy Star rated, which means that they qualify for the great tax deductions that are available to them. And being a 5-star energy company, the highest deductions that are allowed, the customer gets that, and even additional savings to what we offer through our program. So we also have an incredible line of entry doors. We call them entry systems because these can dramatically change the curb appeal and look of a home and just really enrich it and enhance it. And these are handmade by the Amish in Pennsylvania. And the quality is just exquisite. It's just incredible.
Well, that's great. So Harborline Exteriors can help homeowners with windows and doors. Roofing?
We also have a line of what we call them backyard retreats. Some people call them different things, but we can custom build screen enclosures. We can do full glass, thermal glass enclosures, where we can convert a porch area, an open porch area, into a four-season room. We also have, we build pergolas for outdoor kitchens, for pool cabanas for pools, and that's through our Renaissance line. And I highly encourage people to go to our website at harborlineexteriors.com, and you can see our photo gallery of some of our creations. And I think they're going to find it real, real easy to fall in love with something on our site.
Oh, nice. Outdoor living spaces are very, very popular in Charleston. You can if you've got a nice breeze in your backyard, you can enjoy those outdoor living spaces even in the summertime, for sure.
Yes, you got it.
I was asking before, Harbor Line Exteriors, can you help homeowners with roofing as well?
We don't do roofing. We specialize in windows, entry systems, and custom backyard creations.
Gotcha.
So we leave the roofing part for someone else.
Gotcha. No. If someone wanted their siding replaced, that's somebody else then, huh?
Well, now we can remember, anything on the wall surface of the home, or any type of room that we can attach to the home, we can definitely do that. So we do offer hardy plank siding. We have high-end scalloped and vinyl siding. So we basically can transform the entire exterior of a home. Mm,
that sounds great. This is probably a very good time of year for homeowners if they wanted to take advantage of some of the outdoor living spaces that Harbor Line Exteriors can help create for them, right?
Yeah, that's a great point, because we have a special going on right now. It's called our Model Home Discount Program, and I highly encourage anyone out there listening to go to our website and take a look at our gallery of homes that we have. And basically what we do is our customers kind of become our ambassadors in a neighborhood. And by doing so, they're able to get tremendous discounts off of our products. And at the same time, they pick up a referral check from time to time when one of their neighbors comes and becomes a customer of ours. So it's just a nice, neat way for someone to save a substantial amount of money when they become a Harborline customer.
Well, that's great. What about decks? Does Harborline Exteriors help homeowners with decks or screen porches?
We can, but we do decks and the porches. All of that is inclusive with our product line. So if someone's doing windows, or if someone's doing a pergola or a four-season patio room or a porch conversion, we can do the decking along with that. We ordinarily don't do standalone decking, but depending upon the project, yeah, absolutely, we're willing to take a look at it.
And a lot of homeowners are experiencing rot from some of their pressure treated lumber on the outside of their home, having that replaced because the EPA changed the formula for pressure treated lumber about 20 years ago and 15, 20 years ago, and so a lot of people are having to replace their stairs, the exterior stairs, and wood products on the outside of their house. So are you experiencing some of that with Harbor Line Exteriors?
Yeah, that is a great point, because, a lot of people don't realize this, but here in the South, we kind of had a construction boom that's been going on for about 15 to 20 years now. And what a lot of the builders did is they used the most readily available wood, and that's soft pine or poplar. And those trees, the wood is relatively soft. And interestingly enough, what happens is a fungus, because of moisture, when moisture collects in certain areas around your door frames, around your window frames, and even on the exterior siding of your home, fungus can get into this wood. It's called dry rot. It's actually a microorganism. And what it does is it attacks the cellulose in the wood And that's what makes wood hard. And it basically deteriorates from the inside out. And we've seen, and a way that a customer can tell, if you walk around your home, look at certain areas of your home around your window frames, your door frames, and even on some of your wall surfaces. If you see mildewing and staining in certain cracks and crevices, that's the beginning stage of this fungus that gets into the wood. And so then the next stage will be splitting and cracking in those areas in the wood. And then the third and final stage is where it actually begins to deteriorate the cellulose and the wood becomes soft and spongy. And what a lot of painters do and a lot of contractors is they use caulk and they fill those areas in and hide them. And what they don't realize is that that fungus continues to spread underneath all of that. And so we've seen some horror stories where people literally had tens of thousands of dollars in repairs because somebody hid or cosmetically camouflaged some of these issues on the home. And we pride ourselves when we do an inspection of the home prior to install, we surgically remove and replace any damaged wood in the work area that we believe would be a potential problem down the road for the customer. Because one thing that we don't want to do is make unnecessary service calls. And because we do offer lifetime transferable warranties, when you offer that, we don't want to come back and fix a problem 3 years from now or 5 years from now that we could have just taken a little bit of extra time and done it right the first time around.
That makes sense. And you're obviously very knowledgeable about helping homeowners with the exterior of the home. How can folks get more information about Harbor Line Exteriors?
Well, they can call us at 843-718-0922. Is that right? Or 0299? I'm sorry. 843-718-0299. Or they can go to harborlineexteriors.com. And they can read all about us on our website and look at our gallery and take a little closer view of our products. And there's a way that they can reach out to us from our website.
All right, great. And you can always find Harbor Line Exteriors within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Bill Bowen with Harbor Line Exteriors. Thanks so much, Bill.
Have a great day, everybody. Thank you, Charleston. We love you.
And now we're talking with Andy Yajicic with Coastal Shield Windows. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Andy, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Coastal Shield Windows.
Yeah, so when I started this company, we identified the need of a local remodeling company that specializes just in windows and doors, and it's somewhere in between the big spreadsheet Goliaths and the Chuck in a Trucks. And that's where I come in. We're a family-operated local company, and we specialize in windows and doors for the climate that we live in.
Gotcha. And what are some of the telltale signs that people have noticed that they need to replace those windows and doors?
So I tell people windows are wants. A lot of times, unless the glass is broken or... There's just a variety of needs that people have. And my job is to basically solve their complaints. So glass replacement can get done by somebody much more affordably and faster than me. But if you hate the glass, if you don't like the color, if you want better screens, if they don't open, then that's something that I can, you know, provide a solution for.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And one of the motivations for replacing your windows, even if they're not broken, as you mentioned, is to maybe save money on energy. And what types of windows and doors does Coastal Shield Window provide homeowners? And are there energy savings that'll come with replacing those windows?
Yeah, so glass technology has changed leaps and bounds over the last 30 years since the time when most of these Mount Pleasant homes were built. The majority of houses that we see in Mount Pleasant have aluminum, skinny aluminum frames, and they're not energy efficient. The glass is really narrow as well, and it's weak. So
like one pane, right?
Well, yeah, one pane if it's an old wood window, but a lot of times the aluminum windows have two panes.
Okay.
And yeah, if anybody gives you a number or an exact percentage, they don't know how you live your life. A lot of it depends on, do you have LED bulbs or what temperature you keep it on, or do you open windows in general? But if you're going from a single pane of glass to new glass technology, I bet that you could save about 30%. But again, it kind of just depends on, you know, what temperature we keep it at and all that.
Right, right.
But yeah, that's one of the big motivators that people do, is just the energy savings plus the leaks. The biggest comment I get after a project's complete is just the draftiness is gone. And that's something that just goes to the overall comfort that you have in your home.
Right. So if you how old typically are the windows that you're, that Coastal Shield Windows is finding that when you're replacing those windows, how old are the windows typically?
Probably about 30 years. That's kind of the run of it. I've replaced windows that were 2 years old just because they were installed improperly. But yeah, 30 years old is probably the average. I think a lot of the houses in Mount Pleasant were built around the 90s.
And you've mentioned Mount Pleasant twice. Does Coastal Shield Windows only work in Mount Pleasant?
I don't. I went up to Somerville yesterday, but I live in Mount Pleasant, and it just seems where the big majority of my business is. Mm-hmm. But no, we go down to Edisto. I go up to Myrtle Beach. Do a 100-mile radius, basically.
Gotcha. So if your house is 30 years or older and you have those original windows, then you're probably a good candidate for replacing those windows. And then I always like kind of two for one. If I see something that I'm getting an added value for, and I already have a need, it sort of makes sense to do it. And what I'm referring to is like, you mentioned impact rated windows that Coastal Shield Windows can provide. What are impact rated windows, and what's the benefit to homeowners?
Right. So anytime you touch part of the fenestration of your house, which is the windows and doors, you have to come up to code. And there's two parts to the code in Charleston County and the outlying coastal regions. It's a wind rating, or everything has to meet DP50. DP stands for design pressure. 50 is a plus or minus of 50 pounds per square foot. That means a pushing and a sucking of air, because even in hurricanes, we have tornadoes that suck the windows out of the house. So you have to have a DP50 window, and that suffices for the air pressure part. The other part is the windborne debris. What is that wind blowing? And this is more for your neighbor's roof ripping off, and you have this debris flying at your house, a mailbox coming from across the street. It could be a trampoline from 10 blocks over. Anytime that glass breaks, all that air is going to rush into the house. It's going to build up this amount of pressure, and it's going to rip your roof off. And that's why people refer to impact windows as being hurricane windows. Impact is just referencing the glass. It's impact rated. And the gold standard for impact glass is going to be called a Class D missile license. It's where they take a 2x4 that's 8 foot tall. They shoot it at the window at 35 miles an hour. It has to hit the same spot twice and a third spot, and it won't penetrate the envelope of the home. So you can watch that hurricane with a cup of coffee. It also stops a lot of the noise that comes with it. So fireworks, it's going to rest your pets at ease. The howling of the wind during hurricanes is going to be muted. You're not going to hear weed whackers or blowers, dogs barking, people talking. It's just going to make the house a lot more insulated with sound.
Yeah, and I've always mentioned that impact-rated windows, besides being protected from hurricanes and unnamed storms, we have those. Sometimes they're more serious than some of the named storms that end up missing Charleston. But the other thing is you've got 24/7 security on your house, because if somebody wanted to break through one of the Coastal Shield windows that's been replaced with impact rated glass, how many swings of an axe or a hammer are they going to have to break through that glass?
They're going to need to pack a lunch, because they're not getting through. call the fire department, and even then they'll get frustrated. You're better off just kicking a door in. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Security is a huge benefit. It's going to keep an honest person more honest, right? Just because when someone tries to break in through that glass, they're going to turn around. Mm-hmm. They're not going to waste their time.
Right.
Another benefit is, if you do all the windows and doors in the house, you'll typically get a savings on your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I always advise people to talk to your agent about that.
Right. And why is that?
Yeah. Cause it's going to make the house more, safe. It's going to make it more indestructible. Your house is going to be more of a fortress. You know, it's nice. It doesn't apply when you put up the bolts and the plywood, because what if you're out of town? What if you're sick and you can't put up the bolts or the boards? What if you hire someone to put them up and a big hurricane comes through and you can't find that person to take them down and you're living in the dark? There's just a lot of benefits that Impact Glass provides people.
Yeah. And if you don't have any protection for your windows today, first of all, your house is out of code. It's not meeting current code. And secondly, you're very vulnerable. And so, you know, you that may make you decide, well, maybe I'll buy some shutters, or maybe I'll just go the most inexpensive route, which you mentioned before, which is to buy plywood. And the plywood is supposed to be pre-cut to the size of the window. Each of those pieces of plywood are labeled for each window, and you have to put in the anchors in order to put those the pieces of plywood up. And if anybody has lifted a piece of plywood, it can be heavy, especially if you're going up on a ladder, if you're trying to protect those second story windows. And so then again, as a homeowner, you might say to yourself, well, I've got older windows and I don't have any hurricane protection. So maybe I should call Coastal Shield Windows and get those impact rated windows. And I'm kind of getting a 2-for-1. I'm getting new windows. It'll be more energy efficient, and I'll be protected by from hurricanes and security 24/7.
Yeah. Plus, you don't have to store the plywood, or, you know, once you find it, has it disintegrated? But there's all kinds of benefits to replacing windows and doors. It could be your view. It could. I mean, I remember I changed a door from an in-swing door to an outswing door. And it was just such a small change, but the family just felt like it was the biggest change in the whole house after replacing all the windows and the door.
Right.
So yeah, it's, just talking things out in the initial consultation, me just giving options. I've been doing this about 15 years now. I've been doing windows in this market for 6. And there's just a lot of options that people just don't always think about. There's a balance of cost, function, and design. Mm-hmm. And it's my job to kind of ask you questions and recommend things to kind of figure out where you lie.
We're almost out of time, but what brands does Coastal Shield Windows install for windows?
Typically, if it's a white vinyl window, I'll use a brand called Viwinco. They're based out of Pennsylvania, and they distribute mostly to Florida. If you want an aluminum clad wood window, I use Sierra Pacific, but I'm not tied to any brand. It's really what your budget allows and the look that you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Coastal Shield Window?
Call my phone, call my cell, call the office, check us out online, coastalshieldwindow.com. Check out all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, the typical way you can find anybody. Just type it into Google, Coastal Shield Window.
All right. And you can always find Coastal Shield Window within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Andy Yajicic with Coastal Shield Window. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
And now we're talking with David Tidwell with Bear Home Services. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tim?
Good. David, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Bear Home Services.
Yeah, I started this company about 4 years ago now. I had a successful previous company that I had a successful exit out of, and really decided to kind of stay in that same line of work. So started this company, and I work exclusively with real estate agents and their clients to, you know, make those repairs and remodels on their home for either to get the home ready for listing so they can get top dollar, or, you know, maybe there was some neglected things over the years, especially in crawl spaces, and they have an offer on the home, and the buyer's asking them to repair these items. So we really focus on getting those repairs done quickly so they can get their closing table with as few delays as possible, and really work with their agents or their clients to remodel their homes. Maybe after they purchase the home and getting ready to move in, they want some new floors, they want to paint, or they want to completely remodel the home. We're there to facilitate all that as well.
I gotcha. So when it comes to working with realtors, that's typically it's something that requires very quick action on the part of Bear Home Service. I guess you're used to responding that quickly then.
We are. That's one of the hardest parts of this of the business is, you know, these agents have really tight time frames, and their due diligence is up very quickly. So we're used to dealing with these really tight timelines, and you know, that offer goes into the home, and they, you know, they're negotiating with this repaired and, you know, and that, and we need it done in a week and a half. And that's where we strive, and where we do our best to hit their timeline. So typically it's less than 2 weeks, which makes it pretty tight timelines. And we do the smaller jobs, and a lot of contractors, just, it's not worth their time to do these smaller jobs that are just one or 2 day, you know, small jobs. But that's where we, you know, I have a great crew here that we can jump in, and I, you know, usually have the guys I can jump in and get that taken care of pretty quickly. So,
gotcha. So I'm looking at the BearHomeService.com website, and you folks can help homeowners out in quite a few areas. CL 100 repairs and clearance letters. What is a CL 100?
Yeah, that's definitely probably one of the biggest thorns in the side of a lot of agents. If you ask them, that's a wood destroying organisms. So you'll have the CL 100. Usually your pest guy, the guy that does your termite bond, will come out, take a look at the home, and will identify any place you have wood rot or anything else that destroys wood. So whether it's mold, fungus, you know, carpenter ants, anything of that nature, and they'll identify that. And if that comes over on the CL 100 reports, lenders typically are going to make you have a, you know, licensed contractor, such as us, go over, take a look at those items, and either make the repairs on those items, or write a letter, has our license number on it, everything's letting you know that it is not a structural significance, or they really just want to make sure that the lenders really want to make sure that they're not putting that money up for a home that's going to structurally have issues. So, and that really comes into that, the closing, you know, the purchasing of the home. So that's usually one of the last things that get done. And so we can get in there, and I'll go over and take a look at it. And usually it's not a structural issue, but if it is, then we'll need to address it. And usually it's pretty minor, but sometimes it can get you know, pretty significant. So.
Right. And then BearHomeService.com, you folks also help homeowners with in transaction repairs for real estate. So that's when the buyer and the seller are negotiating, and the buyer says, I want this and this and this repaired. And that's where and Bear Home Service is able to jump into action and help homeowners with in transaction repairs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and those are the ones that are that time crunch there. So it is usually, You know, a lot of times we are working for the seller, and it is, you know, that buyer has this list. We just had a home inspection. Here's 50 things I want done. Send that over to the seller, and the seller is like, oh, goodness, how, you know, oh, there's electrical, there's plumbing, there's roofing, there's mold on here. How am I going to get all this stuff done? Who do I call? And it's, you know, you just send those over, send over that home inspection to us, your repair addendum. We will give you an estimate on those repairs, usually 24 hours, you know, the next day, and we'll get that over to you. And if that, you know, if everything looks good there, then we'll jump into action. We'll get that taken care of for you before the, before the closing. So a lot of times they'll have a re-inspection. The buyers may want their home inspector to come back out and review the property, make sure all the things were done correctly, which we'll make sure it's done. And you'll pass that second inspection there. We offer a warranty that's transferable to the new buyers as well. So peace of mind for them moving in the home, make sure, you know, they know that the repairs were done properly, and we stand behind all of our work on that. So,
well, those are some of the services that help homeowners that are buying and selling homes, real estate. But Bear Home Services, you folks do more than that. I'm on the BearHomeService.com website. Crawl space repairs, electrical services, plumbing services, HVAC, heating and air services, carpentry services, and handyman services as well. So that you want to get the job done as quickly as possible, but those are not those might be projects that a homeowner doesn't have a tight deadline like the people that are selling or buying a house, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, most of ours is working with those agents for those transaction deals, but we will do those pre, post closing, all the repairs, kind of get you ready, your home ready to either move in, get it ready to sell. You know, we're not a service company, so if you're not in a transaction, you have a, you know, plumbing leak, we're not going to be your first call for that. But it's these transaction deals, we certainly are. And, you know, in the remodels, we work with, you know, several design professionals around the Charleston area as well that we work with to do these remodels or facelifts for them. So,
well, you know, I've always told our listeners that and anyone else that will listen that you definitely want to have a good plumber. You want to have a good electrician. You want to have a good heating and air company these are all your go-tos, because those things are some of the major problems that you're going to have as a homeowner. And instead of having three or four different contractors, you can call, sounds like you could call Bear Home Service, and you're going to be able to help a homeowner with all of those items and more.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been doing this in Charleston area for about 11 years now. And in that time, I have a large list of, been very blessed with a good, you know, in-house guys that have worked for me for years. That do these trades day in, day out. And if we don't have that specific trade in house, I have subs that I've used for many years that, many of them that I fill their schedule up for them. They pretty much just dedicate all their time to me. So I keep them busy. So, finding good trades guys is getting harder and harder these days. So yeah. I've been very blessed to have a very good crew.
Yeah, definitely.
Working with me.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Bear Home Service?
Yeah, they can go to our website, bearhomeservice.com. Check out what we have to offer there. I'm not a big social media guy, but my office manager does do some posting on Facebook. Hope to kind of have that, you know, more on that soon, but go to our website there, shoot us an email. We have a link in there. If you have a transaction coming up, you need some work done, you can upload your home inspection report, repair addendum on there. I'd be happy to discuss it. If you're on the buyer side, I'd be happy to review your home inspection report and let you know what are the things that are really concerning, what things you should ask for or maybe get credit for that we can do post-close before you move in. Should get everything you need there.
And Bear is spelled B-E-A-R, Bear Home Service. And how'd you come up with that name, David?
Yeah, my 11-year-old son is named Bear. We love that name. I think he's pretty proud of it. And, I thought it'd be a big kick to name the company after him. And every time I get new shirts for the crews, I always get one in his size. So he's usually peacocking around with his Bear Home Service shirt on at school. So
That's great. That's great. Nice story. Well, we've been talking with David Tidwell with Bear Home Service, and you can always find Bear Home Service within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with interior designer Paige Dick with Paige Designs. How are you doing, Paige?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Paige, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Paige Designs.
Yes. So I started my business 14 years ago. Prior to that, I was at the New York School of Interior Design, and I've been in Charleston for now 6 years.
Oh, that's great. And what types of services does Paige Design offer? What makes Paige Design services different from other interior design firms?
Yes, I offer many different services, typically full service design. And I think what makes my company different is that we like to come in from the beginning of a project. So we're not just picking pillows or paint colors, but we're really offering full service from the beginning to the very end.
Okay.
So that usually involves new construction or home renovations or additions.
Gotcha. And I'm looking at some notes from the pre-interview, and you, Paige Designs doesn't just pick paint colors or furniture. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So we like to come in and create floor plans and really understand the client and how they live. So the reason why it's so helpful to get in on early on the project is just so that we can figure out the way they live and how they like to use their space. And so I think, you know, it's anything from creating the finishes, the layouts. We provide custom furniture and lighting, and really every layer is intentional. So they always appreciate having that from the get-go.
Gotcha. And why is it important for a homeowner to use an interior designer like Paige Dick with Paige Designs?
Well, I've often heard that they have thanked me in the end, just realizing that they would have made many mistakes that are end up being quite costly. So by having a designer that understands scale and proportion, they realize that that is worth the money. And in the end, they're really happy with the results. So for example, maybe they're wouldn't think about doing wall sconces on the sides of a beautiful piece of art. That might be a missed opportunity. So those are the little details that I make sure to keep in mind and suggest prior to installation day.
Has Paige Designs, and by the way, Paige is spelled P-A-I-G-E, just like the normal name.
Yes, that's correct.
Has Paige Designs ever come into a project that's well underway and the homeowner thought they could pick out all their lighting and furniture and countertops and cabinetry and colors and things like that by themselves, but realized they were over their heads?
Definitely. I mean, now that I've been in business for so long, there's been several different scenarios. And, you know, you might not always find out the full story, as far as if they wish they would have hired me on sooner. But I think just I usually love feedback. And at the end of a project, I usually get the reviews back, and they always are thankful that they've hired me in the beginning of the project. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, if you're building or if you're about to do a renovation, it would be a good time to reach out to a designer, in my opinion, rather than waiting.
Yeah, anyone who has ever used an interior designer will never do a project again without an interior designer.
Exactly, right.
They're so helpful. And
absolutely.
And why is full service design so important to a homeowner?
Well, I think it's just understanding flow. So there's so many different items that you're purchasing. So a designer can really understand the way each space will come together. So that might be with color or a lighting theme. But if you start early and have a overall plan, then you will make sure that it all flows and comes together nicely. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And talk about custom furniture. Why does custom furniture matter to a homeowner?
So I think now more than ever, now that a lot of people have access to Instagram and Pinterest, it's just really nice to have custom pieces that you wouldn't necessarily see at your neighbor's house. So I just think that people that really truly want to invest in nice furniture, they would want it to be custom. So one example of that would be maybe you're doing a little kitchen nook and you want to have a custom bench where you're able to get a cushion and specifically designed for that piece. Or even I've done banquettes where there's a custom sofa on one side and custom chairs with matching fabrics. That's another area of a custom piece of furniture. So like I said, you just wouldn't see it in your neighbor's house, and it would be unique to your home.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had an occasion where a homeowner has ordered a piece of furniture and it's either too big or too small? It looked different to them online, but once they got it there, it just didn't fit in the space.
I can't even tell you how many times that has happened. That's happened so many times. And they'll say, oh, I wish I would have hired you for this. And one example that comes to mind, a homeowner bought a sectional and two chairs that was really oversized, but it didn't look that big in the showroom because, of course, the scale is different. And then they brought it home and the installation day came, and I mean, it just looked so crowded and awkward. It just didn't flow. So that, you know, those are the mistakes that I can help my clients avoid. So that's really where the true value comes in.
Sure. Sure. And,
for sure.
And, you know, for homeowners, they know that there's an expense involved with hiring an interior designer, but all it takes is one mistake, and it's going to cost that homeowner. And some homeowners, you know, they're going to stick with it. They bought it and they own it. And I can think of like my aunt and uncle. They really wanted an island in their kitchen. And so they bought an island. My uncle put it together. And when you were in the island or in the kitchen, you had about 2 feet of space between the countertop and the island. You got a feeling like it felt claustrophobic and it wasn't very functional, but you know, they'd already made paid the price and they were going to live with it. And that's terrible to have to live with with a mistake like that. You get used to suffering, I guess.
Every day you walk in that space, you would regret it. You'd be like, why didn't I change that, for sure? And then also companies have really high restocking fees. So if you have a large sectional, for example, coming into your home and you call them to return it, I mean, it's not like a piece of clothing where you can easily go back and return it. It just, furniture is very costly to ship, so there's always heavy restocking fees. And we've all dealt with marketplace. It's hard to sell furniture. Mm-hmm. It's already, you know, they assume it's already used. So
right.
That's pretty difficult
right.
to do.
just that one mistake would have paid for the services of an interior designer. So just I want our yes. listeners to think about that. Talk about window treatments and wallpaper and how page designs can help homeowners there.
Yes, I love fabric. I love wallpaper. I really feel like those are the elements that elevate a space. So sometimes if you paint a home and you can get creative with paint, such as painting the trim a different color than the walls, that's fine. But I really do think that wallpaper along with window treatments really elevates the space. It gives you that extra layer, and you can customize the fabric from your window treatments and have the same custom pillows. So that's what gives you the designer look that you just can't buy at a store.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And best of all, when you're working with an interior designer like Paige Dick with Paige Designs, you're part of the decision making process, but the pressure is not on you. You allow Paige Designs to give you the options and narrow down all the choices so that it can be very, very overwhelming having to pick out items for whether it's a new construction home or even a remodel, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's endless decisions. I typically bring clients to my design studio where I've already pre-selected fabrics and wallpapers that work well, and they flow throughout the home so that you don't have one random fabric that doesn't blend well with the other rooms. So I think about all those details very carefully in advance for you. And like you said, I still allow the customer to pick their favorite options so that, you know, they feel like they're a part of the process, which is really fun. And I really enjoy it. I really enjoy working with my clients, and it doesn't feel like work to me. So that's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can Paige Designs help homeowners with if someone is remodeling their kitchen or bathroom?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We visit showrooms, my favorite showrooms locally, and we'll pick out the cabinetry and lighting and plumbing fixtures, hardware. So, you know, you're able to step into various showrooms and see firsthand in person what your cabinetry will look like. I help create the layout and we do all the measuring. So it's really full service design for mm-hmm. kitchen and bath.
And who is the ideal customer for Paige Designs? You obviously want to find, a homeowner wants to find the right designer for them. And I would imagine the interior designer wants to find the right customer for yourself as well.
Yes, for sure. I feel like typically I've been working lately with busy professionals that really want to trust in the designer and let me handle all the work behind the scenes. That's because they're so busy with their lives. So I think my typical preferred client is someone that is a busy professional and they're willing to trust me into their home and just make it beautiful and functional. So mm-hmm. they're really happy in the end.
And by hiring an interior designer, they will come up with ideas that you never thought about. And that might be a little challenging to accept. And it might be a little out of your comfort zone, but in the long run, you're going to end up accepting all sorts of compliments, just like you do when you get your hair cut and everyone says, oh, your hair looks great.
Yes.
You say, thank you. Like you had anything to do with it. You just sat there. But, and that's the thing. You don't want to go it alone. And, the small price to be involved with an interior designer like Paige Designs, you'll save money in the long run. And you'll love the project. The reality is, and the outcome of a project is never guaranteed. Even though you've budgeted for it and you've decided I'm going to spend the money, you never want to be finished with a project where you have regrets. And you won't have regrets like that by working with an interior designer like Paige Designs. And What's the next step? How can, if this appeals to some of our listeners, what's the next step that they should take to reach out to Page Designs?
Yes, they can find me on Instagram at Page Designs LLC or my website, pagedesignsllc.com. And we, from there, would set up a initial consultation where we would meet in person. I would understand, I have a survey where we would discuss the homeowner's goals and walk the space. And after that, if it seems like a good fit, we would move forward with taking all the measurements and head into conceptual design.
Well, that's great. And what's the best way to reach out to Page Designs again?
Yes, Instagram at Page Designs LLC is my Instagram handle. My website is Page PAIGE Designs LLC.com.
All right. And you can always find Page Designs within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. We've been talking with Paige, interior designer Paige Dick with Page Designs. Thanks so much, Paige.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.